Let's go before the Lord in prayer. My gracious Heavenly Father, our King, our Sovereign Lord, we come to you this morning giving you all praise, honor, and glory. We thank you so much for this day that you have made. We thank you for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Captain, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for keeping them in your safe care, O Lord, for watching over them, having your angels encamped around about them, leading and guiding their way, Lord, giving rest where rest is needed and protection in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you for your divine protection over all the areas that are experiencing horrible weather right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the D.H. De Leon family, the founders of Artist Life, oh, God. We ask that you continue to bless them, oh, Lord, continue to strengthen them, continue to provide them with witty ideas, oh, God, to develop a company beyond what they had even imagined, according to Ephesians 3:20. Now, Lord, we thank you for the speaker who's going to bring a word this morning. Father, we ask that you will touch, that you've already touched the speaker, that the word will go forth with clarity. We bind Satan in the name of Jesus, and that he and all his little cohorts are not wanted on this call. This call will go through clear, uninterrupted, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us and those who were not able to join us. Order and direct our days. We give you praise in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, you know, as I tell you, as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just know, you've got to know that I love me some you. Stay cool today wherever you are. Stay hydrated. And I will now turn you over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you so much for seating and greeting everyone this morning and opening us up with that powerful, powerful prayer. And I tell you, enjoy your hike and definitely stay hydrated. God bless you, and we pray over you and all that are hiking this morning on this very warm morning. And we give God glory for you and all that you do. Good morning, good morning, good morning, TMC family. We just give God glory for another day of just honoring and blessing his holy and righteous name. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for starting the call off with that time of worship. And I tell you, he is worthy to be praised. So we're definitely going to praise the Lord throughout this call. My name is Brenda Terrell. I reside here in Mississippi on the Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Willis, say welcome to the Master's Call, our telecommunication sanctuary. I'm going to briefly tell you a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 by a wonderful, dynamic woman of God who said yes to the Master. They are Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we're so thankful that they stood on God's word and just labored and allowed God to use them. And with that, going on 9 years, we're so thankful that we're standing on the word, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, believe it or not, we definitely have a website where you can always go there and get a word from the Lord, and it's phenomenal, phenomenal. I don't know any other prayer call that's doing this. That website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And again, all the messages have been archived there, and then you can also read the bios of our speakers. Now, the theme for this year is in 2019. Lord, I can't hardly believe we're almost halfway into 2019. But it says God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Now, many of you might say, you know, I definitely love this call. I love to be a part of it. and I definitely want to be a member where I can can share, I can help minister, and we definitely want you here. Okay, please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. You can greet as Minister Willa did so graciously, or you can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word that God has placed within your belly. We definitely want to hear it. So, again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what started us all together, got us all together, this phenomenal health and wellness company, Artists International. It was established by Antonio Diaz de Leon 30 years ago, and we're so thankful that it's going strong today under Artist Life with the best, wonderful, natural products. And get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll definitely share more information with you about it. And with that, after this call every Monday through Friday, we have the morning motivational call that's held, and where a team of great leaders are given vital information on the benefits of these great products. Yesterday, we had Queen Victoria talking about menopause, and I tell you, you definitely want, if you don't know anything about it, it's been archived. You can go and check that call out on a Facebook page. And then today is Testimonial Thursday, where manager Claudette Brown will host that call. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. Now, you might need a bypass number or a friend or so that may not be able to get on the call because the provider is trying to charge. To get that bypass number before you dial a regular number is 716-293-9707. That's 716-293-9707. Well, now I'm getting out of the way because we have a wonderful woman of God who is getting ready to minister this morning. And I tell you, this lady, she has energy where she really doesn't need Shanti, I believe, because she's always on the move, always on the go. She's in the political realm. She's been in the political world since 2006, and she served in the 79th Assembly District and has been the district leader of this district for since 2008. And she has been a delegate as a union member. She has served in the National Council of Negro Women. She has served in the NAACP. She's served in so many capacities where it's helped the community. And I tell you, that's an honor. That's a blessing. She definitely loves people. She loves helping people. She loves meeting the needs where the needs where she sees the needs are, and she wants to meet them. And I tell you, she has a heart for God. She loves the body of Christ. She loves her church. She loves Artist Life, and she just goes full force wherever she is because she is, I tell you, a force to be reckoned with, okay? This woman of God is a blessed woman of God who has served with the TMC family for quite some years. She served in Artist Life, and she is definitely a product of the product. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, our very own Minister Cynthia Cox of the Bronx, New York. Are you there, Honorable Cynthia Cox?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. God bless you. Take it away.
I bless you too, Minister Glenda Terrell. Thank you for that fabulous introduction. I certainly appreciate you and all that you do. You're a praying woman, so I got to thank you. God just put this all together. And I just want to say thank you to Minister Willa for that tag, trusting in the Lord. You have to trust in the Lord, because yesterday, man, my gifts and talents was really tested. Oh, I'm so glad I know God. Hallelujah. Keep it on. And I thank God for Minister Tiffany, and she's worship before, you know, praise and worship before we come into his house, as they say. We thank you, Minister Tiffany, for all that you do in the morning. I certainly appreciate that, because when I was in Atlanta, Georgia, we did the praise and worship. So they said, when they saw me on stage, they said, oh, you. Yes, I do know the Lord. I know him for myself personally. So I have thanked God for that. And I can't say enough about the two co-founders, those awesome ladies. I can't do nothing but smile every time I call their name. Hallelujah. They have made me who I am. They pushed me, like I said, like Mr. Will eject us after death. But I thank God for the death. I thank God that I got ejected right now. I'm so grateful and praising him this morning. It ain't nothing but God. It's not me. You just have to put God first, and you can move on. My subject today is gifts. God gave us all gifts. So have you used your gifts? That's my subject today. Your gifts. I thank you. Coming out of Matthew's, it just said gifts. I added a little to it. So all it says, Matthew 25, verse 14 and 15. If you have your Bibles, you can read it. Amen. So let us pray. Thank you, dear Lord, for being who you are. The mighty, the almighty God who loves us and welcomes our love in return. Thank you for everything that makes you worthy to be praised. We praise your word and your Father, and we thank you for your gifts. We thank you for our gifts. In Jesus' name we pray. This morning, as I said, your gifts from God. Let me just say, how many of you would share your gifts that God has shared with you? And I thank Minister Brennan, because, you know, without him, I wouldn't be where I'm at today, because I just say, you know, if you understand how God works, then you can, like I say, like the young people, you can roll with him. But God is good. He's an on-time God. He's not a changing God. He's the same today and tomorrow and always. And so I say, your gift from God, Matthew 25 and 14 reads, For the kingdom of heaven, as a man, I said, put the woman in there, traveled into a far country, who called his own servants to deliver them unto them his goods. Verse 15 says, and unto one he had 5 talents, another 2, and another 1, to every man and woman according to his servant abilities, and straight for your journey. You know, from your gift from God. This is, it is from the gift that we look at when artists' life, and I do have to acknowledge our family, the Diaz de Leon family. I certainly appreciate them for this artist life opportunity, because without them, we brought us all together, so we thank God for that. And artist is a gift. It's a gift. And are you, think about it, are you giving your gift away? This is the end of the month. Are you giving your gift away to anybody? Are you sharing what we have here? And I thank God for my success coach, Mr. Flanagan, the Power Couple. They really poured their hearts out for us. And I want to understand, do you give your gift away? Like I said, give my gifts away. Let me just say, the Lord has entrusted his goods and gifts and ability and responsibility to his servants. We are his servants. We need to serve. There is a verse that says in all, wherefore he says he is ascending up to high. He captured and captured a host of vanishes and gave his gift unto men, Ephesians 4 and 8. So we want to understand, did you give your gift away? Did you give your gift away this month? Your gift is giving the products, sharing the opportunity, and that's where we at with the gifts. That's my take on gifts, because, like, I look at my bio, oh, that's gifts from God. It's not me. It's God, because if I had not been, what they say, obedient to his word, you would have nothing on my bio. I was obedient. I followed the system. I listened, because God is his own time God. So you got to know him for yourself. Can nobody do it but God? So all I can say, we just have to understand the gifts that we have, and we must share it. The Lord called his own servant. The word for servant is a bonus slave. He called those who support his own a precious thought. Who's happening here? You got to support. We got to be faithful and responsible to his service. We have to be. He has brought us this far by faith. Without God, you won't do nothing. Because I got a call on yesterday. Well, let me just say, I have my number on another, my home number. So when people are calling me, I call a lady. She said, "Miss Cox, I need you. I need some products." And I was so, you know, belated, because you see, when you leave it to God, he brings people in your path. Because I said I want to get some new people that want to serve the Lord and understand what we have, that we can, this gift that we have here with our life, we need to be sharing it quickly. Quickly, we must be sharing it. But I just went on to say to her, and she says, "Oh, I need this and that." I said, "Okay, I'm going to, you know, serve you. I'm going to serve you." But in the meantime, she has to run out, and then we missed each other. But this morning, I'm certainly going to get back to her, because that's the gift that God gave me to give to her. Because, you know, like our promoting items, our information that we need to be sharing, that's when people pick up your card when you least expect it and call you. He brought us. He says, "Lord, since God is good." While we call him to put his goods and gifts into our hands, he always, his poverty has to be looked at after increasing his betterment, but which we always need. The prophet, which is, he was always needing us. We always need God no matter what. The prophet has to be looked at after increasing our better while he was away. The prophet in hand. He is also in our lives, and we understand that we expect a miracle today. I expect a miracle. The prophet has to look at us after increasing our benefits and while we are always there. The Lord says, the Lord's meaning to the word and the soul of men. The servants are giving a very same mission, the work of God. Look around. And to be a look around and see who you ministering to today. Whose soul are you protecting today? Who are you helping today? The Lord gave each of us a service to different portions of our of goods to look after. The portions of each is a passion. This is a passion. If you understand this passion, each person was given a special talent, gift of responsibility. No one is left out. Ephesians 4:7 says, "No one." Each servant was therefore expected to work and serve. Isn't that a part of us? Isn't that part of what we do? We serve it. We serve the Almighty God. We serve in our people, because if somebody needs us and our products, why are we not sharing? The Lord gave us each of us a service according to his abilities. Four factors are important here. No two servants have the same abilities, environment, opportunities, heritage, training, mind, and heart, and decisions. Each of us has a different one. As I look at what I do, and in the world of political world, I kind of separate them, because sometimes I did a presentation last night. So they say honorable. Honorable is when I'm dealing with the world of politics. But when I'm doing ministry, I have to use that label, because, you know, everything they say, politics and ministry don't work together, but it does for me. So that's why I'm where I'm at today. And to him, he was gave his five talents to another, two or more, one or more. Every man, according to his servant ability, is straight took his journey. We on a journey now. We on a journey, and see, reading Matthew 25:15 says, For he who makes these different from another, what he has that they that do it not receive, neither thou do it receive it. Why thou glory of all of our receiving? We receive what God has given us. God is a good God. He endures. His good gifts are his will, knowing each servant perfectly. He knows what we do. You know, sometimes we don't understand. You think you know you're doing, I'd call it drive-bys. Not God's watching us. He sees all. But all these workers, that ones that self-same spirit, divided every man and woman, servant. I guess when I'm in the Bible, put woman in there, because when they did the Bible, they just only talk about man. As his will. Each servant receive all the gifts he needs and can use. Amen? All the gifts that we can use. For as we have many members in our body, remember, have not the same office. So we've been many, a one body, one Christ, one every member, one another, have the gifts a different quarter to the grace that is given to us. Well, the prophet, let's prophet according to his proportion of faith. Have faith of ministry. Let us wait for our ministry, or that we teaches and teaches each other. Teaches. He that giveth, let him be with simplicity. He that rules with diligence, he shows the mercy with the cheerfulness. That's why I get up in the morning. I am happy. I wake up happy because I know that God has something good for me this morning. Now there are diversity of gifts, but the same spirit. There are differences in administration, but the same Lord, and there are diversity of operation. But it is the same God which working in all of us, not some of us. He works in all of us. Are we waking up our gifts? Are we doing the thing that we need to do to help one another? Are we connecting with God? Each servant has an equal opportunity to be faithful in what God has given him. We are to judge only our faithfulness, not to remember gifts and decides and work. We are signed. And then I was reading from verse 21, says, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make these rules over many things. Endure thou unto the joy of the Lord. Verse 22 says, He also that has received 2 talents, came and said, the Lord, thou divert unto me the talent. Behold, I had gained 2 other talents beside him. That's why my bio is where it's at, because it's nothing but the Lord. It is just God all in my life. He stirs up things, and he keeps you moving forward. He loves each and every one. That's why I look at Dr. Vanessa, Brother, and Dr. PK. They got gifts. Oh, they both is called together. This is a gift. Hallelujah. I thank him. And so when people drop off, but they said they're not connected, because if you know the Lord, you got to get up in the morning and praise him. My health comes from the Lord. If I cannot wake up or cannot get up, then what? I just can't understand. Well, sometimes I just thank God. I thank for my sister-in-law. She always gets up because she's faithful. I plug mother all faithful. It's just so many things we got the gift. So my gift is to plug mother all in. Any chance I get, I plug her in, because her age, 103.7, hallelujah, she is worthy to be praised. I have to give her to her props, because that is important to me. We are taken care of by Christ, each one of us. His goodness, his mercies, his gifts. We have gifts, and we have to be responsible to look after God's word. Give God exact what he needs to fulfill our lives, to give us purpose, meaning, significant in his life, to conform us to a very image of him. We thank God this morning. We praise him. I can't do but say, in the time when trouble had all over me, I just said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, somehow the spirit just come down on me. Things just start to move away. Hallelujah. Because if you're doing the right thing, God sees what you're doing. Tomorrow morning, I have a breakfast. Hallelujah. It almost had a hiccup, but I said, oh, God, I stopped it. I said, prayed, and things just came together. I said, that's why you know the Lord is in our lives. He have us gifts. He gives us gifts. So, and I said to you, go out today and give your gift away. Give your honest parts away. Give it to somebody. Somebody needs you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Well, let the church say amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for that profound message on our gifts. And I will definitely be calling you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests and praise reports. Lord, you have truly been our dwelling place throughout all generations. And even before the world was set in place, even before the earth was formed, and even before the oceans were put in place, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. And Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. We thank you, Father, for your word that has been brought before us this morning through your woman of God, Minister Cynthia. Lord God, we thank you for pouring virtues of blessings on top of blessings into this woman of God. We ask that you give her the peace that surpasses all understanding. Give her the joy of the Lord to make it her strength. Lord God, give her more than she ever asked or think, Lord God, according to the powers that work in her. And we know that resurrection power is definitely working in her, Lord God. We ask that you bless her going out and her coming in from this day forth, even forevermore, Lord God. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. And, Lord, we're lifting up all those who are having trying situations in their health, Lord God. But we decree and declare by your word, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, they are healed. And even your word tells us, Lord God, that if we speak your word, healing will take place. So we're speaking the word of God over these, your people, Lord God. So we thank you, Father, for healing baby Taryn and Mother Josie, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Rhonda, Allison, Aunt Brenda, Jerry, Mr. Jerry, Steve, Johnny, Erica, Pastor Taylor, Jackie, Oliver Gilbert, Jeffrey Amos, Robin's dad and granny, Denise, Mr. Miles, Patricia, Jewel, Lord, and all those that are on our hearts, Lord God, you know who they are. We decree and declare that by the blood of Jesus Christ, no weapon formed against them will prosper. And we thank you, Father, because you watch over your word to perform it. So we thank you for performing your word mightily in them, through them, and for them. In Jesus' mighty name. And Lord God, we thank you for comforting the bereaved families, Lord God, the Pattons and the Flanagans, the Watsons, the Brown family, the Bowdry, Starr, and the Williams family, Lord God. Strengthen, keep them. And Lord God, we thank you for ministering to them in a special way. We know, Father God, that your word tells us that we may go through trying times, that the sufferings of this world can't be compared to the glory that's instilled within each and every one of us. So we thank you for your word is forever settled in our hearts and in our minds. And we thank you, Father God, for performing it mightily in them in Jesus' name. Lord God, we thank you for all those that are on this call. We ask that their day be a blessed one, Father God, and that they never have to look back, but look straight forward to you, who is truly the author and the finisher of their faith. And we thank you for doing a mighty work in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, you definitely want to share this message with someone. And I tell you, we all have gifts that we need to share with others. That number is 732-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Remember, this today is Testimonial Thursday with Manager Claudette Brown. You definitely want to get on that call to hear the testimonies. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN, 294-6000. 617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617-617 call off with the worship song, Praise Him. He is definitely worthy to be praised. Thank you so much. And thank you again, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone and telling us that we can trust in the Lord today and always. And again, Minister Cynthia, you are definitely a blessing. Thank you for giving us this profound message this morning. Would you please close us out with a benediction?
Yes, thank you so much, Minister Brenda. I certainly appreciate you and love you. Father, thank you for the new hope, life you've given us in Jesus. Help us to trust you daily as your Spirit lead us into a new way of living. And anything we say, Lord, let us use our gifts in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Go out and have a fabulous day.